Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches your soul and our friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel, the good news. I'm Kevin Williams here with Bill Gaither himself and a great cast of characters. We're all ready to get things going.
And I got a lot of help today, Signature Sound, Brian Free, and Linda Randall.
I love to hear Karen lead the homecoming group with this.
Yeah, joy in my heart. You're going to love it.
One day I was walking in a world of sin, no rest for my weary soul. And then I met a man who said he'd be my friend, and all my burdens he did roll. God took those burning desires, gave me heavenly. Joy, joy, joy in my soul. Joy in my heart. Joy since a happy day. Joy in my heart.
And my public service announcement today is this is International Teachers Appreciation Day.
Oh, yes.
That time when we say thank you to all of the 6 million teachers in the world who do a great job in the academic development of our kids. Mm-hmm. It's a tough job, but one that most of them do very, very well.
That's
we are
exactly
grateful
right.
for our teachers who make such a significant difference in the lives of our children.
Amen, amen.
Thank you. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band. I catch them. God cleans them.
Driving around down South Louisiana. Stopped in a town called Galliana. Saw a sign on a church that said a fish fry tonight. A little old Cajun preacher was preaching. Reminded me of an old camp meeting. He brought St. Matthew 4:19 to life. He said, I catch them. I bait the hook with the love of the kingdom. I've been called to be a fisher of men. I catch on, God cleans him. Heaven knows he saves every soul that believes him. I reel on in and he washes away their sin. Catch my attention. He was long on grace and short on provision. He said a prayer and that was all that she wrote. He said amen and God as my witness. I fell in that big old net of forgiveness. And before I knew it, we were all in the same boat. He said, I catch them. God cleans them. I bait the hook with the love of the kingdom. I've been called to be a fisher of men. I catch them, God cleans them. Heaven knows he saves every soul that believes him. I reel them in and he washes away their sin. I bait the hook with the love of the kingdom. I've been called to be a fisher of men. I catch them, God cleans them. Heaven knows he saves every soul that believes him. I reel them in and he washes away their sins. Yeah, I reel them in and he washes away their sins. Oh, yes, he does. I reel them in and he washes away their sins.
That song brings everybody to their feet.
It really does.
Yeah. Completely unique award, the Lighting Luminaries of Lubbock. Lounging at Larry and Luann's Lawn and Ladderback Limbo on Lake Lucerne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Leisurely gave the word of the day their Dimbo Limbo Award. They said, while their words do shed some light,
yes,
the truth is they're as dark as night.
Oh, that's not true at all.
Not
that's
at
harsh.
All.
Harsh.
The word is precipitancy.
Precipitancy.
Say it like you mean it.
Bad.
Does anybody else in here have the definition for this?
Well, we were kind of waiting on you to give it to us.
Precipitancy is the sludge runoff that's left over from making Christmas fruitcake. If you think fruitcake is bad, you're going to hate precipitancy.
You're going to hate Thursdays even more.
There you go. It solidifies within seconds unless you pass it through the filter into the tank and from there into the thermal hydrolysis reactor, into the heat exchanger, through an anaerobic digester, and straight to your dinner table, folks.
Yes.
That's right.
Whoa.
And a lot of folks don't know this. It is also the primary ingredient in figgy pudding.
Precipitancy.
Figgy pudding.
Keeps you regular.
Know that.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
You're not right. I don't.
No.
You're not right.
No, you're not right. You're not right.
Yeah.
You'll never be right. Yeah. It means excessive haste, as in to do a job right. Precipitancy is not a good idea.
I would have had no idea.
No.
Bill, are you privy to this information?
Kevin, I'm not until you illuminate me.
And, you're shining brightly now, my friend.
Shepherd's voice. This guy is amazing. Didn't it rain?
Without stopping, Noah was glad when the rain stopped dropping. God sent a raven to carry the news. He spread his wings and away he flew to the east, through the west, through the north, to the south, all day, all night. Where children didn't need rain. Yes, didn't it rain? Door. They cried, oh Lord, please open the door. But no, cried out, you're full of sin. My God's got the key and you can't get in. Now listen to it rain. In the east, in the west, in the north, in the south. Golf my shoes. Walk around heaven and spread on the news how it rained. In the east, in the west, in the north, in the south. All day, all night. Well, children, didn't it rain? Well, didn't it rain? Children, rain on my Lord. Rain on my Lord. Didn't it rain? Well,
okay, William, a farm boy of roots, you should know the answer to this question. What's the longest recorded flight of a chicken? 2 seconds, 13, 49, or 62 seconds?
Oh, they can't stay up very long. Probably 13 seconds.
You're exactly right.
That's what it says here.
Give him the prize. Yeah,
13 seconds. Boy knows his chicken.
Yeah. That's a biblical number.
He does.
Here is a Mahalia Jackson classic. Linda sings it.
Down here I've talked about. To see the light, even shun, but I'm willing, oh so willing, my cross to bear. One day I'm gonna walk about, see the sun, talk about the old race I've run, and I know in his glory I'm going to share. Didn't you say in your holy word, no good thing you'll hold from them that walk upright before you? Walking every day up the straight and narrow way, but I know you'll be there to carry me through. Oh, didn't you deliver
the Hebrew children?
Didn't you fight
Joshua's battle?
Didn't you let
Peter walk the water?
Aren't you Daniel?
Stone the roller?
Aren't you a rock
in the wind land?
Don't you have me
by the hand,
leading me, holding me, showing me, telling me about the prophets of old. Walk the streets of gold. See the portals of gold. Peace,
peace,
peace.
delivered?
The Hebrew children.
Didn't you fight?
Joshua's battle.
Didn't you live?
Peter walked the water.
Aren't you Daniel?
Stone roller.
Aren't you a rock?
In the wilderness.
Don't you have me?
By the hand.
Leading me. Holding me. Showing me. Telling me. About the prophets,
about the prophets of old. Walk the streets of gold. See the portals of gold.
Sweet Linda Randall on this joy edition of Homecoming Radio.
Here's something for you to think about. 90% of all those people who fail are not actually defeated. They just simply quit.
They give up.
That's true.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Back to Homecoming Radio. It's that holy moment now where we
holy stop. Moment, Batman.
Yeah, exactly. We stop and take a moment for Bill to render a few words of wisdom.
Render, Bill.
This is good wisdom. Blessed is a man who can laugh at himself, for he will never cease to be amused. I believe in that. And people say, don't you get tired of those folks kidding you? Not at all. You know what? I would start worried if they didn't kid me anymore. Oh, I love this. Turan the Green.
Jesus gonna take my soul. Jesus gonna take my soul. Jesus gonna take my soul.
Back to Homecoming Radio, and we love to hear from you. It makes our day when we see your notes you leave at homecomingradio.com, and here are a few of them.
I listen to you on my iPad and love the show. Gospel music always makes my day and puts a smile on my face. So thank you so much for being faithful and for playing the best of the best in gospel music. That's from Jenny.
I love listening to your program. Last night on my way home from church, I heard this man sing Wayfaring Stranger. Incredible. Uh-huh. Thanks for the great music, joy, hope, encouragement. We all need it every day, and I'm grateful we can find it with you people. Linda.
That was Con Hunley. Boy, he does that.
Oh, he does. This one says, your show always takes me back to some good years of gospel music, especially those things my mama taught me from the Bible.
Yes.
Your humor and chatter always lifts my spirits, and it calms my heart. Peace and joy to all of you. That's from Ken.
Randy says, there are times when the pastor's message just can't get to my heart. Seems as though that's the time your music comes to my rescue. It always awakens my soul. What a wonderful thank you. Appreciate you, my friend.
We won't tell your pastor.
As a young boy, I was raised on the Gaithers. I wandered very far from those years and walked in darkness. That was 30 years ago, but thank God I have returned to the God of my childhood. Thanks for being the source of my strength. Love you all for what you do. Dan.
Mm. Wow.
Dan, thank you. That's really encouraging to us. It's one thing to write songs, record songs, and take time to get them down right, but it's another thing when those songs somehow find a hook in your life and your decision-making. Makes us feel good. Speaking of decisions, the best decision you will ever, ever make is following the Master. Mosey probably said it best in his great song, Then I Met the Master. For all things were changed when he found me. A new light shone through all around me. I met the Master. Now I belong to him. Mm. I met the Master.
Like a babe when it cries for its mother, like a child I was helpless, alone. Then I met the Master. Now I am one of his own. Changed when he found me. A new day broke through all around me. For I met the Master. A blind man who walks in the darkness, I had longed, I had searched for the light. Then I met the Master. Changed when he found me.
what a way to end the great program. Mm. Thank you, Booth Brothers. Thank you, Mosey, for a great song, Phil.
You cybersurf homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online.
You can also get the details of our live concerts as well as the latest on all the Gaithers videos.
It's the place for you to download our free Homecoming Radio smartphone app.
And you'll love our Facebook page. While you're hanging out around there, you can also go to homecomingradio.com and leave a note.
Up in the great state of Maine, we have some fine homecoming stations like WMDR, WHCF, WRBP, all around Baja, but we're going to say a big
salute!
So, Bill, you're in the pickleball championship. You better get home getting ready for that.
That's really good.
What? Can't wait for this one.
I don't know how you have time for so much extracurricular activity.
That's true.
I'm on my way.
Today you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. You know, we're often asked where you can find this music. And all you have to do is go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music that you've heard right here today. We'll look forward to you joining us again here next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Bye for now.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.